The Bob Siegel Show, sponsored by Bob Siegel.
The Bob Siegel Show is brought to you in part by Primetime Media Group and the law offices of Matthew Simone.
Recurring themes on The Bob Siegel Show can also be found on his online column, Forbidden Table Talk.
It's time now for the Bob Siegel Show, a religious open forum where all questions are welcome. And now, here's your host, Christian apologist, Bob Siegel.
And this is Bob Siegel. So, you'd like to believe in God, but you wonder, does the Bible say anything about false accusation? Yes, it does, my friend. Quite clearly, under the law of Moses, if somebody is falsely accused of a crime, and should this accusation be proven as a lie, whatever penalty would have been perpetrated on the accused will instead be enacted upon the accuser. That was the law in the days of Moses. I'm reading from Deuteronomy chapter 19. The judges shall inquire diligently, and if the witness is a false witness and has accused his brother falsely, then you shall do to him as he had meant to do to his brother. So shall you purge the evil from your midst. Well, there's a lot of evil that needs to be purged these days. And I'm sure it must be obvious to any of my listeners that I'm bringing this up right now because of the accusations made against Supreme Court nominee Judge Kavanaugh. No, I am not assuming that he's been falsely accused, but I certainly lean that way. I lean very much that way because the very suspicious way in which the Democrats have played their hand is so obvious. Because they made it clear they were going to object to anyone Trump nominated, even before Kavanaugh became the nominee. Because they have already done everything possible to delay and interrupt and sabotage these hearings. Because Dianne Feinstein knew of this accusation several months ago and sat on it until days before the vote was to be taken, refusing to bring it up during the hearings, refusing to say anything to Kavanaugh when interviewing him privately. And she wouldn't have had to mention the woman's name of confidentiality. She could have just said, there's this allegation, I'm not naming anybody. There were all kinds of painfully obvious reasons to view this as nothing more than an 11th hour hit job. Ironically, if this woman is telling the truth, the Democrats in using her this way have created the very reasons people have so many doubts. So yes, personally, I do lean strongly toward believing Kavanaugh. The timing of this accusation just doesn't pass the smell test. It smells like Washington. But let me be clear. Stating how I personally lean is not the same as saying I'm absolutely sure. I'm not absolutely sure. No human being could be. I wasn't there. We don't have Doc Brown's time machine with which to go back and watch the party in question. And I do understand that a woman will sometimes have fears or other reasons for not automatically filing charges when assaulted. But I also understand that when nothing is said for 35 years, when she says she can't even remember the day or the place, we have a right to treat this more skeptically. And by the way, believing that Judge Kavanaugh is innocent is not the same as accusing Christine Ford of lying. It may very well be that something happened to her and she is not remembering properly. She already claims to be having all kinds of problems with the memory. She doesn't remember which evening, which place, the date, all kinds of things. Bottom line, however I lean, I am willing to say I don't know, which is what any honest person would say. Unfortunately, admitting that I don't know puts me in a class far different from many of our politicians, speaking out before a fair hearing. A fair hearing, incidentally, is not exhibited by the ludicrous demands of Ford's attorney. Her attorney is setting terms for testifying. At first, she merely asked to testify. Grassley said, okay. Then she changed her mind and refused unless there was first an FBI investigation. the goalpost keeps getting moved. Her next demands insisted on the following. No lawyers in the room. Kavanaugh can't be in the room. Kavanaugh must go first. Oh, anything else? So he doesn't get the right to face his accuser. He doesn't get a right to respond to her words. And does any of this really matter anyway? Democrat senators, Hollywood, and the mainstream media have already decided that Ford should be believed. End of conversation. That's right. She should be believed simply because A, she's a woman, and B, coming forward was brave. So the bravery itself proves that she's telling the truth. Whether or not she can prove her charge or at least provide any evidence at all is irrelevant to them. Yes, many are saying exactly that she should be believed just because she's a woman. There's too many saying that to even count. But let me quote one that really stuck in my craw. Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. But really, guess who is perpetrating all these kinds of actions? It's the men in this country. And I just want to say to the men in this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change. Not only do women like Dr. Ford, who bravely comes forward, need to be heard, but they need to be believed. This from the lips of United States Senator. Men should not be allowed to even comment. Women must be automatically believed, not simply heard, mind you, or merely listened to with an open mind. Oh, no, that's not enough. They are to be believed. Even those of us who in the past have stood by women who were truly abused are not doing enough unless we also assume that every single woman making such a claim is telling the truth, thus ignoring times when false accusation has actually been confessed by women. These are either the words of a blithering idiot or an evil person purposely repeating what she knows to be utter nonsense simply for political advantage. Probably the latter, since she has not as of yet asked Congressman and Deputy Chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Keith Ellison, to step down when supposedly any of the women accusing him are brave women who came forward and they not only need to be heard, they need to be believed. Either way, she does not acquit herself well. We are also hearing that any serious questioning would be bullying, made worse by the fact that the questioning senators are old, white, and male. That, of course, is not supposed to be taken as a racist or sexist comment. At first, the GOP was lectured about how unfair it would be not to allow Ford to testify. Now it's, well, be careful at this testimony. Better not cross-examine her too much. That's what happens at a testimony, ladies and gentlemen, cross-examination. But maybe this is exactly what they want. The GOP senators offered to have her questioned by a female attorney, and Ford's attorney said no to that. God forbid that she should have to answer important questions about consistency by a female attorney and therefore not be able to play the white male bully card. Maybe they want the optics of her seeming bullied. There are a few who, while not going so far as to say that Ford should be automatically believed, are stopping just a bit short by saying something very similar. They're saying the burden of proof is on Kavanaugh, not Ford. A man is guilty until proven innocent. Is that the way it works now? The exact opposite of the way in which our judicial system and Constitution was set up? I am appalled and sickened. And I say this as a Christian pastor who, over a period of many years, knew, counseled, and helped many women who had been truly abused by men. I did believe them because their testimonies were convincing and undisputed. We do not know what happened in the Kavanaugh case. Instead, we are being told what conclusion the senators just darn well better come up with. Hillary has weighed in too. She's calling for an FBI investigation. Now, how does she talk about FBI investigations with a straight face? The so-called exoneration of her own FBI investigation was written before she was even interviewed. Comey gave a speech listing her guilt and then saying she wasn't going to be charged, citing some legal standard that does not truly exist. And we have all kinds of text messages uncovered about how the fix was in for her and how the framing of Trump was plan B just in case he accidentally won the election. But Hillary's been talking about all kinds of fun stuff this week. In an op-ed, good sport Hillary calls Trump monstrous and despicable. Monstrous and despicable. I guess that would explain why he was invited to her daughter's wedding. course, back in those days, she wasn't expecting him to clobber her in the election. Hillary says our democracy is being threatened because of Donald Trump. Our democracy is being threatened, Mrs. Clinton, because you won't accept election results, an action you expressed grave concern over during your last debate when you assumed Trump would not accept the election results. Oh, that's right. It was only out of concern for you back then because you were sure Trump wouldn't win. He wasn't supposed to do that. Of course, crucial to the discussion of election results is this FISA warrant based upon a phony dossier paid for by the Hillary campaign. President Trump finally asked for the declassification of this warrant and related documents. If you're guessing the FBI and Justice Department will comply, or at least comply anytime soon, you must have been on vacation the last 2 years. Here are the words of a DOJ spokesperson. When the president issues such an order, it triggers a declassification review process that is conducted by various agencies within the intelligence community in conjunction with the White House counsel to seek to ensure the safety of America's national security interests. Translation, we will drag this out just as long as humanly possible, hopefully to the midterms when Democrats might come back into power and impeach the president, thus letting us off the hook. We already know about the crooked, subversive ways in which the FISA warrant was obtained. We have also seen one stonewalling tactic after another when Congress was asked for documents relating to this whole Russian collusion thing. While national security is supposed to be the function of these agencies, they have simply lost credibility. And I do not believe that in this case they are protecting anything other than their own criminality. If they really cared about national security, they would not have deliberately leaked to the media. They can't have it both ways. Screaming national security when it paints them in a bad light, leaking when they are trying to portray the president in a bad light. As for the claim that the president is obstructing an ongoing investigation by asking for this, well, if everything about the FISA warrant is open and above board, then no legitimate investigation is being obstructed. Legitimate being the operative word. Finally, obstruction of justice assumes that the process has been just. Oh, well, at least there's some good news going on in our country, like the old glory relay. Thousands of American vets and community members around the nation are planning a special cross-country tour to carry the flag across the United States. Gee, I wonder if they'll be criticized for not stopping along the way so that people can kneel in front of the flag. And now let me introduce a man who doesn't kneel for the flag, but salutes the flag. He also believes in our democratic process as laid out in the Constitution, something rare today. Say hello to National Review contributor Mike Friedenberg.
Well, thank you, Bob. Great to be on again. So that was a very good job there, Bob, on that.
Unfortunately, there's been even more breaking news that already dates what I just said.
Well, yeah, I just, before we got on the show, and this is just brand new, another woman has come out accusing Justice Kavanaugh of sexually inappropriate behavior. Apparently a Yale classmate on the same dorm, in the same dorm as Justice Kavanaugh, or Brett Kavanaugh at the time, claims that Brett Kavanaugh, in the middle of a drinking game, got so drunk that he exposed himself and that his penis was exposed, and she tried to push him away, and she actually ended up actually touching it. Okay, so along with this allegation has come a whole bunch of reporting that actually this never happened, including the closest friend of this woman, Deborah Ramirez, has already said that Deborah Ramirez never confided this in her. Beyond that,
well, don't we also have the same question? Why did it take 35 years?
Well, of course, it's 35 years ago. And then, of course, we find out the New Yorker, when she was first approached by New Yorker, saying, well, I'm kind of fuzzy about it. Maybe I don't remember clearly. But 6 days later, she'd managed to get back her memory and was ready to level the accusations.
Oh, so the New Yorker has been talking to her for 6 days?
Yes, when she was approached 6 days ago.
Oh, so we'll try to remember. I, you know, I hate to say this, Mike, but I could see somebody sitting down saying, even if you're not sure, if you say it's for Kavanaugh, you're going to get rid of that Hitler Trump, and the ends justify the means. That's the way a lot of people think. The ends justify the means. Trump is so evil. Anything we do or say.
I do not believe her. Period.
I do not either.
Now, here's something.
Why didn't she even come out a week ago when this first came out?
I'll tell you why, Bob. because this is something I've been talking to my friends and family about. I said the response of the Republicans in the Senate and the Senate Judiciary Committee have basically told every woman that wants to come out and torpedo the Justice Kavanaugh nomination that you can come out. We will treat you with kid gloves. We won't. I mean, they have actually encouraged more women to come forward and perjure themselves.
Well, the Republicans are being played, and they know that there'll be a heroine on CNN or MSNBC no matter what.
Without the response of the Republican Senate right now, the way they've handled this, there would have been no Deborah Maris.
Absolutely spineless.
There would not have
spineless,
been
and they're worrying so much
about.
They
are the ones who said, please come and perjure yourself.
Yeah,
no
and
matter
they are,
who you
they are.
They're
going to lose the midterms if they keep this up.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Call Bob now at 888-344-1170. That's toll free, 888-344-1170. Bob may have strong opinions, but he also likes to hear what you have to say.
The sound.
When you trust the care of your children to others, it's comforting to know they share the same Christian values, that what you teach your children at home is also taught in their preschool environment. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is an all-inclusive preschool where the staff ministers to all children of all abilities, including children with special needs, through a curriculum developed by the owners and designed for the preschool-aged child 3 to 5. During these preschool years, your children will make important developmental gains, as well as social and emotional development that'll be the foundation for their overall success in life. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool is a state-licensed, Bible-believing, Bible-teaching preschool and a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Contact us now at WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com and secure a space for your preschooler. WisdomWorksChristianPreschool.com or call 619-440-1044. 619-440-1044. Wisdom Works Christian Preschool.
Welcome back to 96.1 FM and 1170 AM, The Answer. I'm your host, Bob Siegel, joined today with National Review contributor Mike Friedenberg.
So, Bob, as we just left for a minute or so, you know, we learned that there's another allegation, you know, by somebody by the name
Even
of...
Even a third one now, you're
well,
saying.
Well, they're actually Michael Avenatti. Remember that name?
I do not remember that name, actually.
Avenatti, he's the attorney for... I believe is Avenatti's the attorney for the porn star.
Oh, for Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels,
oh,
correct.
Okay.
So he says that he's got another person waiting in the wings, that it's not Deborah Maris.
Oh, you know, and of course, some people are going to think that, you know, the more you have, the more it must mean his guilt. But they, you know, a group of people can lie just as much as a single person can lie.
Right, as I said.
And we have to ask why none of these people came forward 35. Wouldn't somebody have come forward 35 years ago when it happened?
Bob, this is a coordinated
Did they all get together and say, let's talk about this in 35 years?
No. This is just... No, Bob, let's not even go past this. This is a coordinated attack. It's an evil attack against a man of stellar character. And the slandering of him destroying and attacking his family with these types of allegations. And, you know, something happened on Friday that was incredibly remarkable. 75 women that know Brett Kavanaugh, know him, you know, from high school, know him from college, know him for his years working for the Bush administration as a judge, 40 of them having been interns working as, you know, clerks for him while he has been on the bench. Came forward and they did a press conference. It was pretty amazing. Not only was the 75 women took time out of their day to come and do this, But there was another 100 women that know Brett Kavanaugh that signed a letter saying that none of this behavior, that these, and they were very, very, very specific. They didn't say that maybe we have to listen. They just said these allegations are false. And in fact, I'm going to ask our producer to go ahead and put on the first clip. And this is from the press conference.
Most of the women on this podium have known Brett for decades. Some studied side by side with him in school or worked with him as young lawyers in Washington, or like me, worked with him in an administration, and yet others clerked for him on the D.C. Court of Appeals. While we've all crossed paths with Brett at different points of our lives and through different circumstances, when the women on this podium speak, you will hear a consistent theme. Brett is a person of honor, integrity, and a person of strong moral character. He is a good husband, a good father, and a good friend. He's been a strong mentor to many of us and a fair boss. Women from every phase of Judge Kavanaugh's life, those who know him best, have stepped forward to say that the allegation being leveled against him is false, and we are proud to stand with Brett.
So I personally don't know Brett Kavanaugh, but in what I've been reading and seeing and hearing, this is a fine man, a fine character and fine principles, and he is being savaged and destroyed by an unprincipled mob from the left who will do anything to stop him from getting on the Supreme Court, anything and absolutely anything. The allegation from Christine Ford never had any credibility, yet the Republicans on that committee bent over backwards. I mean, she didn't know the time. She didn't remember how she got there. She didn't know who was there. We have multiple people already contradicting it.
And yet they could have just taken the vote. And if they had, I don't believe these other allegations would have even come forward.
They would not have been able to come forward. So the Republicans, by being weak and spineless, have encouraged other left-wing activist types, people who have a vested interest, because they personally despise the judicial philosophy that Kavanaugh supports. They want justices that will make laws so that no Democrat legislator or elected representative actually has to go out and stand by the decisions they make.
Well, I'll tell you, unless this other witness is refuted, just proven wrong immediately, like she does name a date when the party was, and Kavanaugh can prove he wasn't even there, I think his chances now of getting through are very slim. I think there's going to be Republicans that jump ship.
You know,
and it may be a dirty Democratic tactic, but the Republicans are spineless. And that's what
the thing that's interesting is the story itself. It's very interesting. The story itself includes multiple people, many, many people rebutting her claim right in the story, saying we were there. We were in the dorm.
Yeah.
But how's a
Trump hater like Jeff Flake, who doesn't have to worry about reelection, going to deal with this?
But see, the thing is,
he may
Bob,
be looking
not,
at his future job at MSNBC.
I'm not as cynical
someplace.
About Jeff Flake as you are. I believe that he wants Kavanaugh on the court.
Okay. Well, I keep feeling cynical, and then these false allegations, which I believe are false, keep coming up. We'll be right back. This is Bob Siegel. With the wiring in your home, you don't want to mess around with some unknown electrician. For all you know, he may have gotten his license by sending in 3 serial box tops.
Hey, these things happen. There's nothing wrong with my wiring. Houses burned down. If you wanted a guarantee, you should have ordered the deluxe package.
Folks, play it smart. Call WNS Electric Incorporated. They specialize in contracting and repair. From troubleshooting to remodeling to circuit breakers and fuses, WNS takes a skilled but personal interest in your home at affordable rates. I use them myself, and I wouldn't call anyone else. Call 619-447-8785. That's 447-8785 for WNS Electric, license number 480539. WNS Electric.
Looking for a book you won't be able to put down? Push the Winds Around is a romance set in the context of science fiction. Dr. Brandon Krieger is given the opportunity of a lifetime, a psychologist's dream. Through the usage of his physics professor friend's time machine, Brandon travels 20 years back through time in an attempt to change one man's destiny. Tom Kyle, a convicted and unremorseful murderer, is located in the past when he was a 6-year-old boy. Brandon's mission? To alter Tom Kyle's path and prevent him from being a vicious killer. Matters are complicated when Brandon finds himself falling in love with young Tom's mother. Push the Winds Around, a novel by Bob Siegel. Available on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
Welcome back to the Bob Siegel Show. Our theme, Christianity and its relationship to politics and pop culture, political show today. So much news we can't get through one segment without more of it breaking. Joining me is Mike Friedenberg.
So just going back, I'm hoping that my assessment of Senator Flake is correct and yours is wrong.
Well, I'm hoping you're right and I'm wrong too.
But we shall see. Now, here's the thing.
I do think Flake's a very appropriate last name for
him. It is very appropriate. Is this woman, Deborah Maris, she was approached by the New Yorker, and it took her 6 days to decide that she really did remember that it was Brett Kavanaugh.
Okay, well, these kinds of holes in the stories are what we've got to see more of. Right. Otherwise, Kavanaugh doesn't stand a chance.
Exactly.
So but maybe we will see more of these.
Okay, so with that said, we have to have our leaders stop messing around and stop, you know, this business. Right now, what it looks like is we have a left-wing conspiracy to suborn perjury and slander.
Well, now they're going to say both women need to come in and testify on separate days, and the second one won't be ready for 2 weeks. They're going to drag this out right up to the midterms.
Okay. So the whole Christine Ford thing never had any credibility. Did something possibly happen? Maybe, maybe not. But I never, ever believed it was Brett Kavanaugh because it was, but beyond the fact that she got touched around her breast area, it was the idea that two boys had grabbed her and shoved her into the bedroom. Now that just does not, there's no way that I believe that Brett Kavanaugh ever did that. So to me, and the other thing that interesting just came out is Brett Kavanaugh, his mom is a judge. And they were able to actually,
and she ruled in a foreclosing issue with her parents.
But the foreclosing actually was that she ruled in favor of Christine Ford's family.
Oh, she did? Because that's not the way I'm hearing it in the news.
That's recent. So let's just stick with
that's gratitude.
The thing is, the reason that Christine Ford had to be vague is because she put a stake in the ground and made a claim about anything other than the vague thing happening. Then she could be rebutted. It was falsifiable. For example, she said she told her friends, and her friends then said, no, we didn't. She could be rebutted. If she said it was a specific date,
here's what happened.
Right before this story broke on the second woman, is Kavanaugh, his mom is a judge. She had very good records. I mean, most of us can't show our calendar from 1982, but they were able to put records showing that they were out of the town that summer, the summer that allegedly occurred, for most of the summer. Now, and they also could show that he was very involved with sports, so that there was a lot of time for
Are both women claiming this was the same party, the same event, or are they claiming different time?
No, the one was in high school when he was a senior and Christine Ford. This other one took place during the freshman year.
Okay, now has the second one given a specific date?
She's not given a specific date. She said it was the 83-84 at academic year.
Okay, so when is the mom saying they were out of town?
During the summer months. During the summer months when this alleged party took place.
Which party now? The first or the second? I'm getting them mixed up.
There's two events. Christine Ford was a high schooler, and so was Kavanaugh.
And the mom is saying that during the high school party.
The second event took place when Kavanaugh was a freshman in college at Yale.
Okay, so it's during the high school party the mom says they were out of town.
Now, that means that basically if Christine Ford dares to try to get more specific in her memory, she suddenly finds a note that she hid someplace, right? Wink, wink, nudge.
Because right now she can still say, well, whenever they were out of town, that's a different day than it happened.
So she can't get more specific. But however, Kavanaugh says he's going to turn over these notes to the Senate, which I think is probably a mistake because the Democrats will leak it right over to the Christine Ford people.
And then they'll go, oh, buddy, that's the day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here's the date. Here's all the days that Kavanaugh was out of town.
Mike, if the Republicans don't grow a spine, this country's
up course.
The river.
Of course, and it is the moral cowardice on the part of these Republicans. And they've been very weak. They've been weak on the whole Mueller thing. The only reason the Mueller investigation exists is because the Republicans were either spineless or they actually just wanted to get rid of Trump. That's it. Without the Republican support, Mueller would not exist. So let's just get back to now. I believe that most Republicans want to get Kavanaugh on there. I believe that he's got broad support. We shall see.
These other allegations have got to fall apart immediately.
Well, the thing is,
immediately.
Listen, because they pushed it to Thursday, we've still got four more days, Bob. Give them four more days to run around and incentivize, and four more days for the Republicans to trip over themselves.
I think five or six may come forward then.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that's what they did, and that's the Republicans' fault.
They should have just said, Feinstein, you sat on this for 3 months. We do not have to take it seriously. We're going to take our vote. What they should have done.
But I'm sitting down here, this peon in San Diego, thinking to myself, this is exactly what's going to happen. You've sent messaging saying it's okay to do this. You've sent the messaging it's okay to do this. Yep. And lo and behold, they're doing it.
Yep.
So, I mean,
the Republicans bend over backwards, worrying about what the New York Times editorial page will say about them the next morning. And they would say bad things about them no matter what they did.
So the Christine Ford thing is going to look less and less credible, but now it's going to be put into a pattern.
Well, they're going to say, well, it's credible because there's a pattern of other women.
Right.
And the biggest argument for him up to now has been there's been no other witnesses that have come forward.
No other.
But I was sitting there thinking it's just a matter of time.
Of course it was.
Someone always comes forward. That doesn't mean they're telling the truth.
Right. I don't believe they were telling the truth.
Yeah.
And that's another issue that I think that we've got to get over in this whole B2 movement era is women do lie. There's many, many documented.
Women lie, men lie. Women tell the truth, right. men tell the truth.
Exactly.
There's no gene in men or women that's lying specifically.
Both men
specific.
And women lie. And the idea that women never lie about these allegations, you know, sexual assault allegations, is a ridiculous. At the bare minimum, it's somewhere, there's been studies saying 8 to 10%. And there's other studies that show it could be as high as 20, 25%.
Well, the famous Duke LaCrosse case, the law finally found that the woman was lying. And there was a case in Connecticut where a woman that accused some men of rape actually confessed later that she made the whole thing up. Just confessed it.
There's many, many cases like
that. All right, we'll be right back. Let's hope another case doesn't come back before we return from the commercial. This is Bob Siegel. As a Christian apologist, I hear scorning and ridicule all the time from Bible skeptics and unbelievers. Some churches will still respond to such people with love and understanding. Others do not.
You Christians are such morons. There's no proof that God exists, and only a pea brain would believe in miracles. Wake up! Step into the 21st century. Besides, Christianity is responsible for most of the world's problems.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Relax, my friends. That's not the kind of response you'll get from Skyline Church. We welcome you just as you are, with all your doubts, all your questions, and all your concerns. Your problems with religion are understandable, and I promise at Skyline you'll experience the love of Jesus Christ, not the revenge of a Sith Lord.
Skyline Church, Sunday morning services at 8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m.
Hey,
listening to 96.1 FM and 1170 AM. I'm your host, Bob Siegel, joined by National Review contributor Mike Friedenberg.
So just let's just finish up with Christine Blasey Ford here. The calendars, once again, it kind of amazes me that a family has these calendars, but the calendars from the Kavanaugh family include his basketball games, movie outings, football workouts, and college interviews, and several parties that include names of friends other than those identified by Dr.
Well,
Blasey.
I hope they're not stupid enough to release those dates until after she's gone in and testified.
I hope so, too. But, of course, she's demanded that she gets to come after.
Well, yeah. And then she, yeah, no, if they better at least not give in on that one, Mike.
I believe that if it was Christine Ford right now, it would be pretty much a done deal as far as being able to comfortably say her, for however she came up with the allegations. Yeah.
But it's her today and Mary quite contrary tomorrow now.
Right.
It's going to just be a new one every day now.
But with the other allegations are very much full of holes and a lot of doubt as well, to the point where initially saying, well, I'm not quite even sure this.
And amazingly, it didn't bother any of them for 35 years. But
right.
Now it's right. Bothering them.
So I'm hoping that the Republicans will have a spine and not let this kind of stuff stop this from moving forward.
Well, if the Republicans grow a spine, it'll be the biggest miracle since the parting of the Red Sea.
Right. Well, it would be. You know, just something that's interesting to maybe a little bit of encouragement is clip three, that I brought in tonight, has a group of Republican women talking about the allegations against Kavanaugh. And I think you'll be encouraged to hear it, because it does show you that all women are just blindly saying, hey, you know, if she alleges it, then he must be guilty. And they're also, you know, seeming somewhat realistic about how women and men interact. So, like, if we could hear the clip three.
We're now in tonight's top story. What Christine Blasey Ford's legal team wants as conditions for her testimony against Brett Kavanaugh. They want Thursday as the date, not to have Judge Kavanaugh in the room with her at the same time, and questioning by senators, not outside counsel. Of course, the question hanging over all of this will be about credibility and believability. Randy Kaye spoke with a group of Republican women in Florida.
A show of hands, how many of you believe Judge Kavanaugh when he says this didn't happen?
I believe him.
I believe him.
How can we believe the word of a woman of something that happened 36 years ago when this guy has an impeccable reputation?
And what did
nobody that has spoken ill will about him. Everyone that speaks about him, this guy's an altar boy, you know, a scout. He's, you know, because one woman made an allegation. Sorry, I don't buy it.
But in the grand scheme of things, my goodness, there was no intercourse. There was maybe a touch.
Right.
Can we really, 36 years later, she's still stuck on that? Had it happened?
I mean, we're talking about a 15-year-old girl, which I respect. You know, I'm a woman. I respect. And we're talking about a 17-year-old boy in high school with testosterone running high. Tell me what boy hasn't done this in high school. Please, I would like to know.
Why would she come forward if this wasn't true? Because it has basically destroyed her family. She's had to move. She's gone undercover. She's gotten death threats. So if she's lying, why come forward?
She's also destroying his life, his wife's lives, his children's lives, his career. I mean, why did she come out sooner if she's telling the truth?
Why didn't she come out when he was going into the Bush White House? Why didn't she come out when he's been a federal judge for over a decade?
Why not have a thorough investigation instead of just the two of them, he said, she said?
Because it doesn't matter. It does not matter what everyone else has to say.
This is what happened, though, with Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill. The FBI investigated. It took 3 days. Done. Why not now?
Well, this is not the same. This is a high school kid. I mean, it's not an Anita Hill story.
Does something that allegedly happened some 30-plus years ago matter today?
You can't judge the character of a man based on what he did at 17.
And I would hate to think that 30, 40 years later, somebody's going to destroy your life because somewhere, at some party, it's not right, but maybe you touched somebody the way you were not supposed to.
And who brought the alcohol for these kids?
As women, though, do you have some sympathy for her, for what she's going through?
No, I have no sympathy. And perhaps maybe at that moment she liked him, and maybe he didn't pay attention to her afterwards, and he went out with another girl, and she got bitter, or whatever the situation is. They're kids.
If it is true, would it be okay with you if he became a justice on the Supreme Court?
As long as that's an isolated incident, yes. He was 17. He was not even an adult. And we all made mistakes at 17. I believe in a second chance.
I'd be more than okay with him being Supreme Court judge.
If the person made a mistake and they've moved on and they have been a good human being, you know, who are we to judge?
So that was actually CNN, Anderson Cooper, and that was a focus group that CNN put together.
That was a pretty fair focus group for CNN.
And it was five, but it was five Republican women. If you watch the video, all of them raised their hand. They all believe Judge Kavanaugh. And here's the thing is they brought up some things that, you know, maybe aren't that relevant because I don't believe that any of it happened. But let's just say, for example, that, you know, she was sweet on Kavanaugh. She kind of threw herself at the party. They went to the room. They started kissing. He maybe thought something she was interested in maybe doing a little bit more. She wasn't. He put her hands, on her breast. She freaked out and screamed. He puts his hand over her mouth saying, oh, okay, I'm not going to do anything. But whatever. I don't believe that happened. But that would not be, in my mind, you know, an attempted rape.
Well, the other thing is, the other thing that's interesting is he was a minor. If she had gone to the police back then, and the authorities had looked into it, even if he had been found guilty, that case would have been sealed. And the reason they sealed those cases for minors is so that they can have a second chance when they grow up and become adults.
But it didn't happen. There's nothing that in a case he would do.
No, I don't believe it happened either, but I do think it's interesting to say, you know, if it had been reported when it should have been reported, it would have been sealed. Anyway, we'll be right back.
You know, it's common in today's uncertain economy to feel apprehensive. After all, the seemingly limitless choices in the housing market can look quite confusing. You might even know people who shared their difficult experiences with the housing market, sometimes losing money instead of what they had hoped would be a simple and profitable procedure. Well, here's the good news. Realty Executive All Areas here to help. Our track record is proven. Listen. Since 1994, we've sold thousands of homes in the San Diego area. What may seem like an obstacle to you is just a challenge for us. We thrive on multitasking and achieving goals. When faced with opportunities or unique situations, our level of determination goes into overdrive. We're confident we can use our skills to attend to your personal needs.
You can reach my friend Fred Valduti at 619-719-7717. That's 619-719-7717.
Or fredfalduti.com. That's Fred, FALDUTI.com.
The verdict is in on Bob Siegel's novel, The Dangerous Christmas Ornament. Readers love it, and they say as much in their customer reviews. Reviews such as this one. Like the Chronicles of Narnia in the last century, the story is fun and mysterious, appropriate for adults as well as kids, and should become a classic. I won't even give any spoilers, but I will say that I couldn't put it down. It makes a point without being preachy. There are twists and turns and a great ending. Like the title object, the story challenges your thinking without leaving you in despair. This book would make an excellent Christmas gift for yourself or others, and it can be enjoyed at any time of the year. The Dangerous Christmas Ornament, available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
to our last segment. I know we'll run out of time with plenty more to talk about, but let's squeeze in as much as we can.
Well, something that this is all related to is, you know, when they've been talking about the accusations against Judge Kavanaugh, it's been in the context of the Me Too era, you know, the Me Too movement era. And, you know, there was really some very nasty, ugly guys who had decades of sexual predation on their record that
were
exposed.
Protected by the Democrats.
They were protected by the Democrats.
Harvey Weinstein, Bill Clinton.
No, and many other ones too were protected by the Democrats. But that shell broke, and a lot of them now are finally paying the penalty. So I'm all for that. But there's been another side to the Me Too movement that's been disturbing. You know, it's the idea that you are guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. And then there's been another thing that's been, it's been more subtle. I was trying to put my finger on it, and I think I have, is we have these stories of women coming forward after a long time that talk about, you know, that they, you know, had to give sex to get a part in the movie. This happened 20 years ago. So what we have is a whole bunch of women coming forward and admitting that they collaborated and enabled a sexual predator to go on and prey on other women. And now they're being lauded for doing this. Now, I understand that it's very tough to come forward, you know, in these things, but they really did. By being quiet, they allowed these sexual predators to move on and prey on other women.
And it's despicable that a director would say you don't get the part unless you have sex with me. But if she's still making that choice, then that's a choice she made.
But even ones where there's just the pure, you know, power differential and using that to, you know, to take advantage of women is disgusting. However, those women, we've got to say, hey, well, we know it's hard, we know it's tough, but you need to come forward when it happens, because it is an act of cowardice not to come forward.
The problem is, and I don't care how many witnesses come forward this week, if it's 35 years later, how in the world is he going to go back and prove what he did?
Well, that's one of the reasons.
I mean, his mom's meticulous records notwithstanding.
They need to come forward when it happens. And I will go this far. Even if something happened 35 years ago, really happened, and you come forward without any evidence or collaborating evidence, you ought to think that you're going to be exposing yourself to libel and slander lawsuits. Because you just can't
do that.
People
at least have a right to be skeptical if
you
waited 35 years.
But the thing is when somebody comes forward, and as I said, when they come forward and they savage somebody's reputation, they don't have any corroborating evidence or any evidence about it, they need to be in fear of a libel and slander suits.
And it's worse than that. I was telling you before the show, I read in a tweet just today, a woman saying, even if a man is falsely accused, I don't care. We can make that sacrifice to destroy this patriarchal society. So here's somebody... She's not even just saying, I believe all women. She's saying, even if the woman is lying, who cares? Oh, my gosh. She's willing to make that sacrifice? No, the one making the sacrifice is the innocent person getting framed.
No, there's a general attitude that, okay, so let's just
the
say
ends
it's
justify
10%.
The means.
Let's just say 10% of the men go to jail. There was a study that showed that when men were cleared, it was a clearance rate of 20 to 40%, depending on how you did, of men in jail for rape. That were found that DNA evidence cleared them after the fact. So it was a 20 to 40% rate. And the average man spent 7 years in there.
Yeah, it's just horrendous, Mike.
So it is horrendous. But the general attitude is, well, okay, sure, there's a few guys. It's not a few guys. It's a lot of guys that get falsely accused and get put in jail. And really, some of the evidence, and you see some of these cases, these false allegations that turn out to be proven to be false, are ridiculous with the lack of evidence. All it took was the woman's word to put them in jail. There was two guys. One went in jail for 11 years, the other 26 years. And then it came out. She said, well, at the time I wanted to protect my boyfriend because I thought this other guy might be coming after him. So I figured if I said rape, I could get him put in jail.
And the thing is, nothing happens to them when they come back and confess this.
So
we should have in our laws what the ancient Hebrews did. Whatever their penalty was is now going to be yours.
So yes. Now, with that said, there are many women that have suffered sexual assaults that have stayed quiet, and the guy has gotten away with it. That's a fact, but that does not mean that it's okay for innocent men who didn't do a sexual assault to be in jail. Yeah. That's not how you balance
the scales. And even with these other people coming forward, which I don't believe, I still can't say I don't know, but I can say that after 35 years, we have a right to be extremely skeptical. I'm not skeptical, when we look at the skunked Democrats, we have even more right.
I'm not skeptical. I don't believe it. I just don't. Bob, if somebody came forward.
No, I don't believe it either, but I can't absolutely say I wasn't there. But I don't. Right. I do not believe
it. I do not believe it. I believe they're lying or they have some major issue, psychological issues with their memory.
I think someone can say, look, you know, it might have been Kavanaugh. So think really hard. There are times when there's such a thing. I do believe that there can be blocked out memories, but there's not such a thing as false memory retrieval also. It works both ways.
So,
and that's not enough evidence to convict somebody.
Everybody surrounding Judge Kavanaugh that has known him for years and years and years, girlfriends, female colleagues, male colleagues, just say, this is not his pattern.
Well, except that now there's a few people saying we knew him too, and they're corroborating the other story.
Okay,
so
yeah,
that's starting to change.
No, but think about it. Somebody at the dorm who barely knew him. They were not friends. They did not buddy around. We're talking about the people that actually were friends of Kavanaugh, just not acquaintances, but friends say this. So I'm going to take their statements
Something happened from somebody that they might think, boy, you know, if it was Kavanaugh, I could get a pretty sweet movie and book deal out of this. So I can see why people might want to convince themselves that it was him.
And that brings up a point I almost forgot to make. Yes, Christine Ford is receiving some criticism. But
she's also going to be a celebrity.
She's also going to be a celebrity. So there is some upside to what for her.
And we
as
keep hearing about how she's getting death threats. That's horrible. But so is Mr. Kavanaugh, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Kavanaugh and his family are getting death threats too.
And I'm sorry to say that when you get death threats from the left nowadays in our country, that's a lot more credible than the death threats from the right.
Well, and of course, we don't condone the death threats either way. But we should, you know, when we look at things like that, okay, she's gotten death threats. That shouldn't be happening. That doesn't mean she's telling the truth. That just means she's getting some death threats that she shouldn't be getting.
Every public figure gets death threats. Every actor, entertainer has received
death
threats.
You think you and I might get some after tonight's show, Mike?
We've been shooting
off our mouths about this.
Bob, I think if we do, you'd be pretty pleased, wouldn't you?
Well, if it meant that I'm going to become a celebrity out of it, sure, that would be worth some death threats, sure.
Maybe, but I don't know. So
I just assume not get the death threats.
Okay, fine. We'll
if you're thinking of a death threat out there, I'd rather not be a celebrity. Let me go on record.
All right, we'll go with that there. So we need to get back. Now, this is the case of the pendulum swinging, because there was a time and period where women coming forward to report these kind of crimes were dismissed, not taken seriously, and men were getting away with it. So we're seeing a pendulum swinging back the other way, and it's pretty standard for human nature. So we just need to get that pendulum to swing back more to a fair and balanced, you know, point on the scale of justice.
All right, Mike. Well, I hope you can come back in a couple of weeks, because I'm sure in a couple of weeks there'll be so many more news events related to this and other things. We have not had a slow news day for the last 2 years, have we?
It's been somewhat exhausting.
Okay. All right. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Bob Siegel Show, sponsored by Bob Siegel.